hope we have come to praise his name. I appreciate the song service. I don't seem like I was helping much. It seemed like my vocal cords were pretty thick this morning, so y'all please pray for me this morning. If you would, turn with me to Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1. You know, one of the things that would help us to come to church and be more ready to sing, more ready to praise, is to remember, just remember all the blessings. Remember everything that God has blessed us with. I'm not going to try to take too much of the time, but I just want to read a little bit in Ephesians chapter 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God to the saints which are at Ephesus, and the faithful in Jesus Christ, or Christ Jesus. Now, he's writing to the church at Ephesians. But aren't we supposed to be the faithful in Christ?
Amen.
If we're the faithful in Christ, he's writing this to us. So let's take heed. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father, from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord and Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. And don't skip over that too far. In Christ. We've heard a lot here lately about what the Lord accomplished in his death. You know, he said that he had to accomplish what he would accomplish at Jerusalem. Now, some people, especially this world, would think upon death. That's not an accomplishment. That's a failure.
Yeah.
No. It was an accomplishment. Because what he accomplished, that brought peace between us and God again. Brethren, we have spiritual blessings. We have one that we can call upon in our time of needs. So let's keep reading. In verse 3, blessed be the God our Father, who has all spiritual blessings in place in Christ, according as he had chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Holy? Without blame? How is that possible? By what he accomplished on the cross. That's the work that was sent. He was sent to do. And brethren, we know it's a finished and accomplished work. So Paul would be able to say, according as he had chosen us before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy, without blame, before him in love. Did he not love us? Does he love us? Yes. He loves us more than I can fathom. Now we know in 1 John 4:19, we love him because he first loved us. The world would have you to think, especially the majority of Christianity, will have you to think that all you have to do is love him. All you have to do is profess his name and you can be with him in heaven. Brother, I like this better. It takes it off of me because I know I'd mess it up. Brother, he says, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world. Before the foundation of the world. That's not before the foundation of your house was blood. No, that's before the foundation of this world. I don't have time to accept him. I wasn't even born then. Brother, he took care of that. According as he had chosen us in him before the foundation of the world. So we see there's that election in there. And brother, that's an election I can get behind. I am so thankful for that. That's one of those spiritual blessings. Thank God that it's not up to me. Thank you, Lord. He didn't leave it to me. Verse 5, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. On the adoption of children. I've been adopted into the family. I've been welcomed into the family. Isn't that a beautiful picture of that adoption? Bringing us into the family, grafting us in. He chose us and brought us in. And it was brought in, and that was done before the foundation of this world. Some people will say, well, I can't wrap my head around it. Great! Because if you could fathom it, it wouldn't be that great. It wouldn't be that amazing. That's one of the reasons we can sing that song, Amazing Grace. One of the most amazing things about grace is there was any at all. But remember, these spiritual blessings, we have the election. He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world. Adopted into the family. So I can now say I'm a child of the King. I'm in the kingship. I'm in the family. I'm there. And I cannot be removed. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself according to the good pleasures of His will, to the praise of the glory of His grace, where He hath made us accepted in the beloved. Again, what we've read earlier, but holy and blameless before Him, He's made us accepted in the beloved. In that beloved family of Christ, we are adopted. We were elected. We were chosen before the foundation of the world, before any of this had its form. You see the love that God had for us. And brother, that doesn't give us more motivation to sing praises to His name. And I don't know what else to tell you. And I know I'm there. There's times that I can be in my mind, I've got too much of the world on me. I've got too much of this world I'm thinking about. And it's clouding my judgment. It's clouding. It's pressing it out. That's like those thorns that are choking me. It's choking it. I'm not receiving much of the word. My heart can be like that stony ground. The seed where it's cast upon the stone. It has no ground. It has no earth. And the birds come around and just take it away. Brother, we need to have our heart. Go ahead, till that garden, plow that field. We need to have our hearts tender towards Him. Have our mind and our heart thinking on good things. Keeping our mind focused on Christ. And like I said earlier, when I started, let's think about these blessings. I mean, just these things alone that He's done for us. God has done so much for us that I don't have the right to ask Him for anything else. Amen. Until I can sufficiently thank Him for what He's blessed me with.
Amen, Brother.
But I'm not going to be able to. I can't. I don't have the time. I don't have the words. I don't have enough mental capacity to do that. But thanks be unto God, He has blessed me to know that one day I'm going to be with Him in eternity. And then I'll have enough time. So, because of all these spiritual blessings, to the praise of the glory of His grace, wherein He hath made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through His blood. Redemption. Brethren, we're not only accepted in the beloved, we've been redeemed. You know, since the fall of man, since man had sinned, sin entered into the world, there was that separation between God. But because of the work, the accomplished work, that bridge has been gapped. We've been accepted into the beloved. We've been adopted. It's made whole again. And in Him, in whom we have redemption through blood, we've been redeemed. We've been redeemed by His blood. In whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace. And that's forgiveness of sins. And that's one of the things. He wiped it clean. I love that when you talk about pardon. We're not going to be just a bunch of pardoned sinners up there. You know, a pardon just says, it's been forgiven, you know, but you're still guilty. What the Lord had done, what He accomplished, that was it. He removed our sins from us. We cannot be any longer held accountable for that. He took the sins away. We've been redeemed. In whom we have redemption through His blood for the forgiveness of sin according to the riches of His grace. We have that grace that He bestowed upon us. I love that. Grace is that unmerited favor bestowed upon an undeserving individual. Can't think of another undeserving individual than myself. undeserving. I don't deserve anything from Him. He's too holy. He's too righteous. I'm too bad. I'm just nothing. But because of that accomplished work, because of what He came to do, brethren, again, He chose us. He set His love upon us. And He made it happen. He made that happen. He came to do the work. And because of that, heaven will be our home. Verse 8, wherein He hath abounded towards us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of His will, according to His good pleasure, which He hath purposed in Himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of time He might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are here on earth, even in Him. Brethren, like I said, heaven will be our home because of that accomplished work. He says, in the fullness of the dispensation of time, that when time comes to this end, He's coming back. He's coming back to redeem us because He has already redeemed us, but He's coming back to get us. You know, when we pass the scene of this life, we'll awaken His presence. But there's coming a time when the world is going to end, but there will be some that are alive and remain. And He's coming back to get all of His. And that's an all-inclusive all of His. It said in Christ, the ones that He chose from the foundation of the world. The ones that He set His love upon. The ones that He didn't have to wait for them to accept Him. The ones He didn't have to wait for them to clean up their act. Because brethren, if that's what it took, I'd never make it. I could clean up my act for 5 minutes or 10 minutes or whatever, but something's going to happen. Something's going to happen. But praise be unto God. He is taking care of it forever. That in the dispensation of the fullness of time, He might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in Him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being destined according to the purpose of Him who worketh all things after the counsel of His own will. So we have an inheritance. This keeps getting better and better. We've been adopted into the family. We've been accepted into the blood. Now we have an inheritance. Like I said, brethren, heaven will be our home. We will be in the kingdom of God forever. You know, we enjoy the kingdom now, but brethren, we'll be in it fully, encased in it forever in the presence of God, in the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the one who came and gave His very life for me. I'm going to see Him. I'd like to think I'd be able to hold Him. So we have an inheritance. Verse 12, that we should be to the praise of His glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom we also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Now hold on. Don't think that we have to believe before we receive all these things. Like I said, it was chosen. We've been adopted. We've been made accepted into beloved. But listen, what he said, sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. What has He blessed us with? What is one of those massive blessings we have with us? We have His Spirit dwelling within us. The Holy Spirit that's dwelling within us that we have. He's given us that Spirit that witnesses to us. You know, when we grieve the Spirit, it works on us. When we do wrong, it works on us. The more we're in tune to Him and His Holy Spirit, the better we'll be able to recognize wrongdoings. The better we'll be able to see sin for what it really is. Brethren, that is the seal. That's what the Holy Spirit of promise. We have that Holy Spirit within us. Now, he says, which is the earnest of our inheritance, that earnest. I love to think about that. It's kind of like a down payment. The Lord's blessed us with His Holy Spirit says, child of God, I'm coming back. This is my promise to you. I'm coming back. We have that within us. That's witnessing to us every single day. The more we're in tune to it, the more we keep our mind and heart tuned to God, focusing on Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, the more in tune, the more sensitive we'll be to it. The Spirit can help lead and guide and direct us. But brethren, we say right here, it's the earnest, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of His glory. Brethren and sisters, that's our earnest. That's our promise that He's coming back.
That's right.
If you ever doubt, if any time you ever doubt, if you ever waver, you can still go to the throne of grace. Lord, forgive me. The Holy Spirit will comfort us. And we have that earnest hope that's within us. That's hope. Not just, I hope this gun's going to happen. No, that is hope. Our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus Christ and His righteousness. He's our foundation. He's what we're clinging to. So brethren, let's read these things. Let's take it in and remember about these spiritual blessings, the blessings in Christ. We love to think about blessings, but these are blessings in Christ. We are in Christ. Because we have the Holy Spirit of promise, I have evidence that I'm in Him. And I pray that He's always welcome in my heart. I know God can go anywhere He wants to. He can break down any wall or just pass through it. But a lot of times we allow things to get in our way. We allow things to cloud our judgment. We allow things to get in our way. Cloudens, darkens the light. Brethren, like I said earlier, let's tend that garden. Let's pull these weeds. Let's push these things aside. Like he was saying in Hebrews 12, laying aside every weight. Yeah, Hebrews 12, wherefore seeing we also are compassed about with such great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us. That race is our life. Brethren, if we keep in forefront of our mind Jesus Christ, if we're looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, if we are keeping that in our forefront, keeping that in our focus, and remembering all that He has done for me, everything that He has done for me. There's so many things that He did for me, I can't even tell you. Like Dad said earlier, we can't ever tell you like it is. I wish I could tell you exactly like it is. But because of that Holy Spirit of promise, brothers and sisters, one day we're going to know exactly what it's like. We're going to know exactly what it's like. So that's our promise. He's given us the earnest of the Holy Spirit, the child of God, I'm coming for you. So brothers and sisters, let's lay aside all this weight. Let's forget about sin. Oh, it's never going to completely forget about it, are it? It's always going to be back there. It's always going to be like that monkey on my back. But brothers and sisters, we can push it aside, especially when we come to worship His holy name.
Amen.
Let's keep our minds and our hearts focused on Him. And let's remember the blessings in Christ. Thank you.
Amen.